Donations for the Oso landslide victims continue to pour in, food, blankets, or money. In Arlington, reporter Ruby DeLuna met some residents who are collecting unusual donations as well.
Outside the Food Pavilion store on Holler Avenue, 15-year-old Seth Olson is waving a sign for donations. He and his fellow scouts are collecting for displaced families.
Food, money, supplies, stuff that people need up there that they're really asking for.
Olson says their scoutmaster gets a daily list of requests with specific things like saran wrap and foil, typical stuff. But now the list includes non-traditional items. Seth's mom, Jodonna Olson, says a lot of them are tools to help volunteers.
I think you even heard today at school that they were needing more chainsaw,
yes.
Chainsaw oil.
In fact, Jodonna Olson is about to meet her friend, who helped find metal probes to give to volunteers who are helping in the rescue effort.
Probes that you stick in the ground to see if there's things underneath?
They weren't easy to find. Her friend Lisa Vaughn found a local business who would make them on a quick turnaround, all 20 of them.
They're donating all the materials and time. They drove up to Bellingham to get the parts.
Olson and Vaughn say they appreciate people's generosity. Volunteers can still use certain things like boots, rain gear, and hip waders as the rescue and recovery efforts continue. In Arlington, I'm Ruby DeLuna reporting.